Hello, my name is Anna. I am 19 years old and live in Vienna. Ever since I can remember, I have been struggling to survive. I grew up in poor circumstances and we never had enough money to eat. When my father died, my mother had to prostitute herself, in addition to her work as a Viennese laundry maid, to feed me and my three siblings. I was never able to go to school, nor did I have any other education, because even as a child I had to contribute to the income so that we could make ends meet at all. When I was 6 years old, I started working in the Apollo candle factory in Simmering. Unfortunately, the work was not only hard, but also dangerous due to the open fire and fumes. At the age of 15, due to a mistake during the maintenance of the steam boiler, I burned my forearms, which limited my ability to work. But I was lucky. The factory owner took pity on me and now I am allowed to work in the factory 2 days a week instead of seven. I think the owner is aware that he is to blame for my accident and my continued employment is a kind of amends. Of course, the money I earn from working in the factory is far too little to live on, but at least this work is a respected job. This makes it a little easier for me to disguise the fact that I also work as a prostitute. Even though most people despise me and see me as a social evil, I can earn more money this way and support my family. Five of us live in a 20 square meters apartment, which we have to share with subtenants or bedwalkers, because otherwise we can't afford the rent. The apartment is damp and the straw sacks that serve as mattresses are moldy. My little 12-year-old sister Martha is always sick because of this and therefore can't find work. As a little girl, I always wanted to become a midwife, but my social background does not allow me to do so. To become a midwife, you need a good reputation and good hands, but my good reputation is long gone. I am just on my way to my work at the factory, suddenly there are so many people. They are carrying signs, holding slips of paper and shouting something about justice. I don't know exactly what is written on the signs and leaflets, unfortunately I can't read well. Surprisingly, there are also many women in this human procession. I have to wonder about that. Don't they have to go to work? Maybe this is the, what's the word, demonstration, or something like that, that my friend Kater told me about the other day. She said that such a meeting and rally is planned by the Social Democrats. You see, they want to campaign for better treatment of workers and also for equal treatment of men and women. They also demand the right to vote for all and the introduction of a social insurance that protects the workers in case of illness or an accident at work, Kater told me. This all sounds so unbelievably great, and I would like to join in, because it has something to do with my situation, I think. But I'm not sure if such demands really have a future. Should I just join these people with their signs? Not go to work? I don't really know. What should I do now?